I'm Meg Van Lohausen with your COVID-19 Facts First. Queensland has recorded two new cases of COVID overnight, with one in hotel quarantine after returning from overseas, the other a corrective services trainer in Waco, sending all of the state's prisons into hard lockdown. 25 close contacts of the trainer have been identified, tested and are now in quarantine. Queensland Health have confirmed there is some link between the Waco outbreak and one of the girls in Logan who returned from Melbourne, but one key difference in the genomic sequencing suggests they aren't an exact match. In Victoria, some shoots of hope with 113 new COVID cases recorded in the past 24 hours. There's been another 23 deaths, but the numbers are still on the downward trend. Meanwhile, $1,500 payments for Queenslanders who need to self-isolate but don't have any annual leave are a step closer to reality. Paid pandemic leave could soon be a thing hereafter the federal and Tasmanian governments brokered an agreement. A formal declaration of emergency wouldn't be required by the states, but they'd have to accept being described as disaster affected to be eligible. And the University of Queensland is keen to move on to the next stage of testing for its COVID-19 vaccine. It's put an urgent call out for volunteers over the age of 56 as part of its expanded phase 1 trial. This phase will test the jab's safety and effectiveness.